A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse. For although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of the image of an mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshiped the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, to the ends of the world their message. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined a table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you're filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, of course, we celebrate the feast of St. Teresa Avila. She's in our window. You can't see her because it's still dark, but she's on the St. Joseph side at the bottom left in the center pane. And as I was ordained 31 years ago as a deacon, Our Lady of Peace on this day, and the Carmelites told me that I needed a strong woman in my life, and there's no one stronger than Teresa Avila, so that's why God gave me her as my patroness. But when you read her, she talks about when you come to prayer, prayer is a loving relationship with God. And then she says, when it comes to your prayer, for it to be authentic, do whatever stirs you to love. Do whatever stirs you to love. Do whatever stirs you to love. So stirs you to love God, you pray, so you should look at your prayer life. Does it help you love God more, and does it help you love others more? If not, it's not authentic. You need to change it. If it's not stirring you to love, there's something wrong with it. That's what this great doctor of the church is teaching us, and she teaches us about prayer more than anything else. So with the last line of the gospel, and it says, "And for you give alms, and everything will be cleansed for you." Right? He's yelling at the Pharisees who are focusing on themselves and their rituals. And he says, "You want to be clean? You go and think about others. Take care of the poor. Give alms. Do whatever stirs you to love." That's what God calls us to do. And that's what he calls each of us to do on this, the feast of Teresa Avila. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.